Hello, and welcome to Food Segment on WGXC, where I investigate food places and tell you all about my discoveries.
And a little Santa Claus looking guy with a pointy red hat and a white beard.
As you approach 1267 New York 295 in East Chatham, you might notice a road sign in the shape of a mushroom cap.
Gnome bistro sign and like a garden kind of.
Sheltering a heavily bearded gnome.
Curly Q font, I guess. Or like storybook Once Upon a Time.
Its fairy tale typeface reads,
Gnomes, gnomes, gnomes.
The Gnome Bistro. The Gnome Bistro looks like a house. It's surrounded by gnome figurines. And serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We were seated in the dining room with low ceiling tiles, green walls, and more gnomes in corners and on shelves. Each tabletop comprised of salt and pepper shakers.
They have milk as a beverage, just so you know.
Flowers.
It says milk, whole or chocolate.
And a bottle of non-Heinz ketchup. Ours also had a placard
peanut butter chocolatini.
Advertising their chocolate peanut butter martini.
Ooh, are you gonna get that?
Next time we'll have to try the peanut butter chocotini.
I know.
Yeah. I was thinking about it and then I was like,
I really wish you guys had tried that.
As well as their seasonal Gnomerita, which currently contains apple and has a cinnamon sugar rim. Our servers seemed happy.
I'll also do a club soda. Crazy,
and brought us drinks.
What'd you say?
Schweinschnitzel.
As we deliberated on our order.
The East Chatham dip sounds interesting. Oh, it's a dip sandwich.
Their menu is an interesting array.
I would do this gray short rib or the
of comfort foods with a twist.
Chatham dip, which has short rib.
Including a quote. Mystical Caesar salad.
Mystical Caesar salad.
With balsamic reduction. Bostonian shrimp.
I would try that. I do love fish and chips.
Which are stuffed with horseradish and wrapped in bacon.
Yeah.
I don't need like a sandwich or anything. I would try the braised short rib.
And Hawaiian tacos with pork carnitas.
No. Yeah, I don't want that.
Okay.
And pineapple.
Chicken. Try the tachos.
Yeah, I think we kind of have to try the tachos.
We ordered the tachos.
Tachos. Fried tater tots, cheese sauce, jalapenos, roasted cherry tomatoes, chives, lime, crema.
A dish where tater tots are treated like nachos.
Butternut squash ravioli.
A butternut squash ravioli. Yeah,
maybe we don't need a salad?
No, no.
Yeah.
A garden salad.
Yeah, I think the dip is...
I am going to order the Thanksgiving club just because I...
And a Thanksgiving club sandwich.
I do actually love a Thanksgiving club.
Yeah, I think that that's a rare thing to find on a menu. And when, you know, you can have a Thanksgiving meal.
The tots are very beautiful.
Really pretty.
An arrangement of golden brown tater tots.
So yeah, the tots are very golden brown.
Against the backdrop of a black oval plate.
They have like a sour cream sauce.
With very limey.
We're speckled with a few blistered cherry tomatoes.
And like charred cherry tomatoes.
And a zigzag of sour cream.
Chives, sliced jalapeno.
Decorated with slices of jalapenos
and like salt and pepper, maybe?
Sprinkled chives and Parmesan dust.
But the tots themselves are almost like little half tots.
Each tater tot was elevated.
You know what I mean? Like
they
they're kind of like short and
they
squat.
Look like homemade, maybe.
Those are good.
Mm-hmm. With creaminess and spiciness.
Everything is really comforting.
But fell short.
I feel like the jalapenos are a really good pairing with tater tots.
A few key ingredients.
And I feel like the tots need like one more element to them.
Yeah.
Or two more elements to them.
To be considered nachos.
The raviolis themselves are kind of like, they do look very like, almost like, you know, if like fake in a good way, like in the sense that like they look like perfect.
the butternut squash ravioli.
Because they're so perfectly square.
9 shingled square pockets of butternut.
Eggy, egg colored.
Were overlapping and in a creamy shallot sauce.
And the sauce is really creamy?
The butternut filling was sweet.
Wow.
Sweet, and the pasta was a bright yolk orange color.
What kind of ravioli is this?
Butternut squash.
Butternut squash.
What kind of ravioli did you think of?
Tender but not too soft.
I can't remember.
With a weirdly small amount of chopped parsley.
I think I thought it was pumpkin.
I was charmed by the Thanksgiving club.
Wow.
2 double-decker halves of thick-cut turkey.
And 3 pieces of bread, like a real club.
Sliced tomato.
Cranberry mayo.
Cranberry aioli.
Then there's stuffing.
Well, it has like a stuffing patty.
Stuffing.
Spinach and tomato.
And lettuce on challah bread.
Challah.
Yeah, I love that they use challah. I think it really adds to it.
Cold.
What's in it?
Like sliced cold turkey breast, though. I thought it would be like warm, but it's cold.
Skewered together.
The fries are a little like
undersalted.
Undersalted.
And served next to skinny, irregular French fries.
But they're like shoestring fries.
Shoestring fries. Yeah.
Which tasted satisfyingly homemade.
Their house salad is like quite a nice portion, and
the garden salad,
it's mainly spinach,
which I like,
a typical mix of greens, including spinach, cucumbers, tomatoes, and croutons.
The blueberry vinaigrette, it's almost like a balsamic. So good.
Came with a blueberry vinaigrette.
Oh, I kind of like the dressing, I have to say.
About which
I didn't expect myself to like the dressing.
We were skeptical.
I really like it.
Then pleasantly surprised.
Apple pie a la mode, red velvet cake, pumpkin cheesecake.
Red velvet cake, pumpkin cheesecake, and carrot cake.
For dessert, we ordered carrot cake.
Carrot cake and apple pie?
And an apple pie a la mode.
Those would be my votes, but I don't want to... Okay.
Carrot cake and apple pie?
Yes.
The carrot cake, a 3-layered wedge of pale orange cake.
Thank you. I was a little worried about the carrot cake because it's like... It's a little bit lighter. It's not as like orange as I was like, expecting. But
interrupted by swipes of cream cheese frosting.
Very fluffy.
It's not like super carrot.
With chopped pecans on its back wall.
Yeah, it's more like a cake.
Yeah, it's more like just cake.
Was served with whipped cream from a nozzle.
Carrot cake's my favorite cake.
And dusted with powdered sugar.
Isn't like crazy carroty, but...
And could have benefited from more carrot. The warm apple pie.
It's really cinnamony, which I love.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Predictably.
That's
a lot of apple.
Had a thick, buttery crust.
No, you know, the only critique I have of the apple pie is that
encasing chunks of bacon.
Could use a little salt.
Lightly spiced apple.
How's the ice cream?
Served with 2 scoops of mouth twinklingly vanilla-y ice cream.
I love when vanilla ice cream has like a very vanilla beanie.
Of an unknown origin. And a spritz of whipped cream. And goes to show that some of the Gnome Bistro menu is 100% Gnome free. Thank you for listening to this edition of Food Segment on WGXC.
Have gnomes on them. It's like Amelie with like a little traveling gnome kind of vibe.
No,
I didn't see that movie.
You didn't see it, Amelie?
No.
You have to come with me to my gym sometime. I'm so obsessed with it.